is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to meet with other NATO leaders this week, the president of Ukraine wants a signal that his country will eventually be allowed into the alliance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Military aid to Ukraine is a key topic for the upcoming NATO summit in Lithuania. So is membership, with Sweden trying to get in. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through a translator on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says they want a commitment they can join NATO when the war has ended.
It would be an important message to say that NATO is not afraid of Russia.
U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, also on ABC, says the U.S. has some concerns.
I still have to work on some reforms, political reforms in the country, and of course they're still at war right now.
Kirby's also defending the U.S. decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine, which some allies fear will lead to civilian deaths.
More civilians have been and will continue to be killed by Russian forces.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
As NATO members prepare for their upcoming summit, the U.S. has again justified its decision to send the cluster bombs.
The United States has now agreed to send them some, explained the White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week show.
We're going to send these additional artillery shells that have cluster bomblets in them to help bridge the gap as we ramp up production of normal 155 artillery shells.
The Russian government, who has been accused itself of using cluster munitions in urban areas of Ukraine, condemned the move. Human rights advocates have underlined the dangers that cluster munitions pose to civilians. Democratic Representative Barbara Lee echoed similar concerns on CNN. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. South Korean opposition lawmakers sharply criticized the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog for its approval of Japanese plans to release treated wastewater from the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant. They met with Rafael Grossi in a tense meeting in Seoul that took place while protesters screamed outside the door. Grossi, the International Atomic Energy Agency's director general, arrived in South Korea over the weekend to engage with government officials and critics and help reduce public concern about food safety. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has finished her four-day visit to Beijing, where she met with parties to discuss issues ranging from trade, the environment, and spying.
Yellen's trip follows the Chinese spy balloon incident from earlier this year, where a high-altitude balloon traveled much of the United States and Canada. The U.S. ultimately shot down the craft, and the Chinese government called that an excessive reaction, a topic of discussion brought up by new Chinese Vice Premier Hala Fong at a meeting last week with Yellen. While a major diplomatic breakthrough wasn't expected by either country, Yellen's visit came amid a particularly turbulent time in relations. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
New York City police say a man accused of killing an elderly man and injuring three others in a series of shootings while riding a scooter in New York City is charged with murder and attempted murder. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The NYPD identified the suspect Sunday as 25-year-old Thomas Abreu from Brooklyn. In all, the scooter gunmen apparently committed six random shootings that occurred Saturday, including one that killed an 86-year-old Queens man. Another man shot in the face was hospitalized in critical condition, and two others were hospitalized with less serious wounds. No one was hurt in two of the shootings. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Recapping one of our top stories. Chinese authorities say nine people are missing in a landslide sparked by heavy rains and flooding and searing temperatures across much of the country. Five people were rescued from under the rubble at a highway construction site in the central province of Hubei, where the accident occurred Saturday. With its more than 4 million square miles of land area, China is being hit simultaneously this summer by heat waves, flooding, and drought. Cities have opened their air raid shelters to offer residents heat relief, as at least two people have died from heat stroke. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.